Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, man? It's the fifth of Renzi over your boy Black Ice. We in here doing it one time for the girl, Lushy Lush. That's right, Lushy Lush. I'm in your ear with Lushy Lush. Understand me, man, you don't need a crutch. Cause you're breaking new songs like bones. Hard body, something like a Roy Jones. If you're trying to get on and come through with your ones and twos, or maybe you just trying to do an interview, man, it ain't hard to catch up with her. You should try to hit her on Twitter. She got the Blog Talk, MySpace, and the .dean. Your boy Black Ice, Renzi on the team. From the West Coast, East Bay, Richmond, CA, to France and back to the DMV, man. Turn that ear crack for your ass once told. This is Lushy Lush Online Radio. Serving an ear crack for your ass once told. This is Lushy Lush Online Radio.
You know.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush.
Mr. Renaissance. Oh, your boy Black Eye. Lushy Lush Online Radio.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, and it's live, I'm live in the building. It's going down because it's Follow Friday, Freestyle Friday, Get It On Pop Bottle Friday. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and you know I'm bringing in the noise. I'm always giving y'all nothing but ear crack. Today, we're going to have some hot, exclusive interviews. We're going to have special guests like Ronald Porter, representing from the West Coast and ATL. And we're going to have your man Charles Hevron stepping in, and your girl Sheila from Sexy_716 live in the building. Today is Follow Friday. Y'all need to call in and tell me who we should be following on Twitter. Call in at 347-826-7722. It's going down. Your girl, Lushy Lush. We got a couple of celebrity birthdays this month. One of them are the one and only, the icon, the legend, Special Ed. I'm the Magnificent. I got it made. Shout out to you, big bruh. May the 16th. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, at Special Ed on Twitter. Follow him. Make sure you say happy birthday to him, May 16th. Also, we got another big day going down in May. The one, the only, the icon that I had him on the show, Chubb Rock's B-Day is on May the 28th. Make sure you follow him on Twitter and you tell the man happy B-Day. It's going down. Also, my daughter, the one and only, Natalia, is having a B-Day on May 19th. Definitely, she's going to be 6 years old. Also, my man with the plan, Billy Blast, B-Day, is in May also. Shout out to all my Tauruses and Geminis in May. It's definitely going down. My brother's B-Day is May 21st. It goes down. Lush Radio Online. Yo, first and foremost, I got to send a shout out to Diverse Media Group, LLC, the official sponsors of Lush Radio Online. Make sure you download the toolbar at lushradioonline.com. And make sure you download the toolbar so you can stay more connected with the conglomerate. Also, check out www.strictlybump1.com. Fashion that makes sense. Make sure you check them out. Official sponsors of Lush Radio Online. Today we're going to be doing some giveaways for the 20th caller. So you're calling in at 347-826-7722. We're going to be giving you nothing but that ear crack today. But you know what it is, man? I'm about to give you one of them DJ Hustle mixes live in the building on the show. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to fucking, yeah, get in the mix real quick. You know what I'm saying? And when we get into the mix, we're going to come back, go to the lines, and get these interviews cracking, baby. You know how we do. Follow Fridays. Let's get it popping in the mix with DJ Hustle.
DJ Hustle. DJ Hustle. DJ Hustle. DJ Hustle. DJ Hustle. DJ Hustle. DJ Hustle.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, I was giving you a little bit of that DJ Hustle. Some of that DJ Hustle mix, you know what I'm saying? Taking it back to that reggae, man, because y'all know y'all be faking out there with that reggae. So I had to give y'all a little sample on Follow Fridays. We about to go to the phone lines and get it in. Yeah. Caller from 704. You're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush. What's poppin'?
Oh, it's Heron. What's going on, Lush?
Ain't nothing, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lean, the boom boom.
All right.
What's poppin', man?
No,
you know,
man.
I got to go ahead and give you a Lush Radio welcome, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how we do here on Lush Radio Online. We get it real gritty out here, man. All day, every day, man. Where my claps at, man? Let me introduce this dude right here.
That's good.
Yo, before we get into the nitty gritty, man, go ahead and get them shout outs. So I'll go ahead and pay them bills, playboy.
Yo, definitely want to shout out Loa. You know what I'm saying? High Times, High Entertainment. Want to shout out all my QC peoples. You know what I mean? My man Superstition, DC, Ike Turner, you know what I mean? I want to shout out my man Kill Rip holding down Coney Island, you know, and the whole Starfleet gang, my brother Low X, you know what's good, Holla Black.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yes,
yo, shout out to Low I, you know, Cat Low definitely doing their thing, Sway T, all y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all cuzzo, you know what I'm saying? It's all
yo,
love.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? All love, all sizzle.
Yeah, we just came back up from, you know what I mean, getting some wears and tears, getting the bonds on time. You know what I'm saying? We're going to step out tonight.
I understand. Y'all going to get step out and, you know, go out there and get in the nitty gritty. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. Right now, if you don't know that, you better ask somebody. We live in the building with the one and only Charles Heron. The official hopper with the hopper movement. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Coming straight out, you know what I'm saying, under the wings of some of these, the great icons, Cam Loa, doing they want to, dropping nothing but hotness, man. This whole movement he got going is indescribable. It's not even words to express the movement, man. It's called the Hopper Movement, man. And y'all going to check it when I play his music in a few. But we're going to go into the nitty-gritty, into this interview, because we got, like, you know what I'm saying, plenty of interviews going on, but we all about Charles Heron right now. So, Heron, tell the people how you got into the music game, fam.
I mean, shit. Like I said before, you know what I mean, I'm from the BX. Where the cradle of hip-hop was birthed, you understand? So it's like, that's what I do. And I mean, I always been into music. It's not really how did I get into it. I always been into music, you know what I'm saying? My fam was into music, you know what I'm saying? I had grandparents and shit that was getting down in the Harlem era, you know what I'm saying, with the Cubano cats and stuff, you know, and it's just music moved through me. It's what I am, you know what I'm saying? There's really no other way to describe that one right there.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And tell the people, you know what I'm saying, where you repping, fam.
I'm repping BX all day, all night, all seasons, all year, all millennium, son. You know what I mean? BX, hard, body.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to the BX. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, my Aunt Rosie and all them cats out there, my grandma out in BK over there, man, Queen Pen. You already know what it is, man. I love y'all. But you know what I'm saying? You in here with this hopper movement, man. Tell the people, man, about this hopper movement, man. It's undescribable. It's crazy. It's a breath of fresh air. You giving them that lyrical craziness, man. Tell the people what's popping the hopper movement, man.
I mean, the hopper is that feeling, you know, like that feeling you used to get, that crazy feeling you used to get when that new Daddy Kane joint used to come on or that new Cool G rap used to come on. That's what the hoppers embodies, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole movement, you know what I mean? The hoppers is like the essence of what hip-hop is, you know what I mean? No one can never say I ain't doing no hip-hop, you know what I mean? The hoppers is the essence of hip-hop, man. I want to put it like that. And on top of everything, really, it's for the people. The hopper movement is for the people, first and foremost, you know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. The hopper movement is crazy, man. How did you get up, you know what I'm saying? You know, with Low Wild, man, how you get up with that, man? How you get up with that, family?
I mean, I linked up with Achieve through a mutual producer, you know what I'm saying? Cats, you know, was getting work from. And, you know what I'm saying, once we met, we started building, you know, found out, like, hey, we're from around the same parts, blah, 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 started building a relationship. Then the music came into play, you know what I'm saying? Cats think a little bit alike on the music tip. And then we just, like, linked like Legos, you know what I'm saying? We just connected. And then from there, you know what I'm saying, we started kicking out, you know what I'm saying, just talking politics back and forth about the state of hip-hop and where things is and what we would like to see go down. And then we came up with the hopper movement, yo. And it's just been, it's been crazy, yo. I had a little kid come up to me the other day talking about hopper, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy right now, son. I'm loving it. I'm glad to see people is responding to that real, you know what I mean? They still remember what that feeling is. And I'm glad I could bring it for their enjoyment.
That's what it is, man. That hopper movement is crazy. It's sick. It's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? You definitely got Chief. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know what I'm saying, supporting you. You know what I'm saying? With that,
yeah,
management,
yeah.
Seriously, you know, definitely pushing you. You know what I mean? That's what it is, man. So, I mean, you know, getting in the game, you know, there's ups and there's downs. What do you feel like was your hardest adversity? What do you feel is your hardest adversity, you know, dealing with the game?
I mean, my hardest adversity dealing with the game is all them little other roadblocks out there, you know what I'm saying, them little Mickey Mouse, Jack-in-the-Box rappers. That's what the problem is, because for some reason, you know what I'm saying, people want to make, I mean, I don't understand some reason, but they want to make that quick bread. They go in the studio, lay down their song in like 3 minutes or whatever. They all hype, they drunk, whatever, you know what I'm saying, come out, everybody dance to it, get a ringtone, you know what I mean? Those are the roadblocks. Those are stopping the real cats from getting bread. Those are the cats that were stopping the Joel Ortiz's. The cats are like myself, Loa, you know what I'm saying? The real dudes who getting bread, you know what I'm saying? That's my biggest adversity. Other than that, it's a rap like Reynolds, B.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the other thing, you know, that I was going to ask you was, you know, who are some of your inspirations? You know, that, you know, with your style, with your move, some of the inspirations that inspired you, you know, when you go on there, who are some of the spirits you call upon, you know, while you in the booth getting your right on, man?
I mean, my influences, you know what I mean, definitely any and all of my Bronx ancestors, you know what I mean? Any and all, you know what I'm saying? I definitely pulled from the home team. I definitely love me some Nas, Cool G Rap, you know what I mean? I mess with M. I don't know about the new album, though. It's kind of crazy, but the balls is hot. The balls is hot in front on that, you know what I mean? I'm starting to get into Jay.
I apologize, but man, that M joint, man, we said M, man. I had to laugh about it. I don't know what M doing, dog.
I mean, you know, he expressing himself, you know what I'm saying? You got to respect that as an artist. And I mean, as a lyricist, it's all bang, but I don't know about some of them concepts, man. They kind of George Jetson, you know what I mean?
I don't know, son, because you kind of disappointed me, because I was a true Eminem fan, but I don't know. That I don't know, man. Anyway, back to you.
You crazy, B.
Oh, man. Woo! talk about the hopper movement, baby. Sure.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, the hopper movement, you know, is crazy. I mean, you definitely pushing, you know what I'm saying, some serious fire, man. You know, I'm about to go ahead and play this quarter to eight, you know, hopper for the people so I can make their ear tingle a little bit so they can know what's going on out here, that it ain't no game. The hopper movement is ridiculous. It's crazy,
yes.
Man. I'm going to let your man, the one and only George, I mean, Charles Herron, I'm making mistakes, y'all, it's too right for my own Charles Herron, Charles Herron, go ahead and introduce your own joint, son. Go ahead
and
do that.
Right now, you tune into that Lush Radio. You about to get your neck braces ready, you know what I mean, your airbags, your seatbelts, because we about to lay that quarter to eight hopper on you. Looking at my watch, it's about that time, and my quarter to eight with a couple of dimes. Couple of dimes. Hit 'em, Lush.
That's what it is.
You are now rocking with the best. Charles Herron.
Hold up, hold up, man. Hold my chain, hold my chain. I'm on the block with a Glock of that. It don't stop, yes, y'all, but so wop the charm. Like that, daddy-o, the flow is space on. Go gadget, the mic, babe, you more like switch blades. I'm so raw, your bitch might switch so quick, Paul. Once you see how crisp my gift falls. Lick call, no more, like electronic, narcotic, my voice is extra. Overdose the people, my jam is pure diesel. My man, you straight bugging, they loving my swag. Breathing, fresh out the bag with what I had to leave. When I'm the main attraction, you a free kite preview.
Dime is a dime. A dime is a dime.
Looking at my watch, it's about that time. And my quarter to eight with a couple of dimes. Couple of dimes.
Chiba Chiba, Mr. Miracle Maker. Also Mr. Missile, Mr. Blast, Mr. Kodak. Shoot them all, then they spit it right back. I like that. And the Kodak cop triples a picture on her mind. Oh, for this at least, she fed me a plate of Play-Doh. All hundreds from the pocket pool, I made an eight ball. Play out, here's a player
band
slip for you. Stop playing with a
flip-flop, flip-flop. Yeah, hip-hop is lame, so I can't fuck with you. Get to the loo with that bullshit, nigga. Boom, call heart bleed. My flow do crazy numbers, go figure. 1.2 in my first week. Got a dude chain bigger than his cross feet. Come across me wrong, you might force me to pick up. I might get right, it's frosty. Looking at my watch, it's about that time. In my quarter to eight with a couple of dimes. Check me out. Yo, I'm cold chilling, cold crushing, so deaf. Do not hear me though, my voice take breath. On the side of the building, might slide you a white top of H. G Money Bass, raise up your face. Heroin is laced with rhymes that's so fresh. Your mom Duke's impressed, make your pop city bop. Might throw on his chest with a chain so big, put a crick in its neck. Right here is so clear, my throwback like a boomerang. The slang is straight crack. And this year, my dear, my flow slap rappers to tears. So money quick, you know where I'm. On the block might catch a bootleg. Niggas try to boost and bite, but they can never say. Time for scat, the bars I beat them. Start with my demo, now I'm in a limo.
You gotta say the date on the
it's here, chill, man. That's that Charles Herron featuring Chiba. Y'all, you know what it is, son. Chiba live in the building. Hey, man,
yeah.
Charles Herron definitely doing that 1-2, man. It's crazy right now. That album movement, man. It's crazy right now, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is, man.
Hold on. I got Chi right here. He want to highlight the people right quick.
Okay. Okay. What up,
yeah, what
cousin?
It is. Chee Bow, what it be like?
Man, what's up,
good with you, though? Lots of good with you.
Ain't nothing much, man. I told you, man, I'm always digging in the scene on the gangster lean. Woo-hoo, baby.
I can dig that.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing much, man. I heard y'all about to, you know what I'm saying, go shake a tail, you know what I'm saying, cut a rug. out there tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure enough. Had to get the wears and tears on bang though. You know what I mean? Ain't wanna walk out there looking crazy.
I feel you, man. You know what I'm saying? The glow is just a luminous, man. I be scared of y'all, man.
He's crazy though.
What it is, crazy. Man? So I'm saying, man. You know, tell the people how did you How did you feel? What did you just see in Charles that just made you say, hey, man, I got to push this cat right here.
I mean, push came to shove. Like, a cat had heard a couple of songs and seen how he walked, you know what I mean? But then I seen something else that he had, that, you know what I mean, that he wasn't bringing to the forefront like that, you know what I mean? So we rap, talk, and then now everything is how it need to be, you know what I mean?
He always had
an ill walk, but the joints he was rocking over wasn't, you know what I mean, as ill as he can be. You know what I mean? And ill as it is right now, so.
So you say, yo, I'm going to take this cat to the next level because he got potential, man. I just got to put him in the right place, huh?
Yeah, basically that. You know what I mean? I need the cat to really see his vibe, like.
With a visual
and all that, so you can really see what it's all about. Like, you know what I mean? The music could tell you one thing, but once you see it, you know what I mean? I think cat's going to dig it heavy.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Charles ride the stage, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm scared.
Oh, nah, your man super octane, though. I don't know how you stay that energetic on stage. You know what I mean? 100 miles and running all day. That's crazy with your boy. But, I mean, I dig that.
Man, I'm scared because, man, it's your glow is rubbing off on him, man, for real. Because, man, more and more... This dude is like, I'm like, yo, y'all hang around too much, man, because this dude, man, I'm like, y'all sure y'all wasn't born from the same womb or something? Cause, man,
you know what's
that's...
crazy, though? We was born in the same hospital. Man, crazy as that is.
Time,
we was born in Bronx, Lebanon, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So we did come out the same, you know what I mean? Out the same chariot, but it's all good, though.
That's what it is.
I don't need to be putting no training wheels on his bike. So I will pass it back to him.
Man, y'all is off the hook, man, for real, man. So I mean, y'all got definitely, I know y'all got some, you know, new projects and stuff, you know. So, you know, what y'all got some tours going, you know, start setting up what's the next move, you know?
Right now, to get this visual on deck in the next couple of weeks or whatever, get this visual on bang, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So it can look exactly how it sounds.
Mhm.
And then after that, you know, hit the road after that.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? He definitely is one of those diamonds right there. You know what I'm saying? Shine it up enough, man. It's about to glow crazy, man. For real.
You sure you ain't a pimp on your spare time?
I ain't gonna put it all out there, but you know, hey, it was back in the day, a long time, a cold night.
But your walk is heavy though. Your walk is real heavy. I dig that.
You know, but you know what I'm saying? But you know it is what it is. Hey, I'm just trying to be like you, cuz, oh, man. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous, man. I'm trying to get them words like you do, man. Man, you a smooth criminal, man. You a smooth criminal.
Smooth criminal? Can't be too smooth, though. Can't be too smooth, though. You know what I mean? But I'm passing it back to the cat, you know what I mean? See what he got to say to you.
That's what it is.
You wild, son. Here, take the
block.
What's good?
Ain't nothing much, man. You know what I'm saying? Nothing much, man. Because, you know what I'm saying, y'all definitely going to be doing some real stuff. I know, you know what I'm saying, that visual about to be crazy, you know what I'm saying, for the people. You know what I'm saying? So I know, did you get that Twitter, man? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you,
yeah,
did you
yeah.
get the Tell the people where the Twitter at, because this Twitter Friday, this follow Friday now, so you know what I'm saying? Tell the people your Twitter and then tell them who the people you following on Twitter and who they need to follow on Twitter.
All right. One, this is exclusive to Lush Radio, all right? Right now, I started it maybe like a week and a half ago. What was it? A week ago we started? I'm already up to like 2,000-3,000 followers. You understand? So check it. You want to go to Twitter, twitter.com/Charles, all lowercase, and then my last name, Heron, all in uppercase. Twitter.com/CharlesHeron. And you can follow my adventures and shit, like Baron Munchausen.
That's what it is, man. Y'all definitely got to follow this dude right here, man, for real.
Yeah,
and don't follow him. Follow the one and only Lush Radio Online, man. You already know what it is. And follow Camp Low, C-A-M-P-L-O, on Twitter. Follow all three of us on Twitter. It's not a game. It's crazy, man, for real. Twitter is serious, son. For real.
Yes, it is. You put me on. You put me on.
Hey!
You the one. That's one of your many claims to fame. You put me on to the Twitter. Now I'm on my phone going crazy, B.
Yo, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all love, family, man. What are some of the other things that, you know what I'm saying, you want to pursue? Also, some of the dreams and aspirations, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you're going to be successful in the whole music game, man. But what's some of the other, you know, talents that you got that you might want to pursue?
I mean, definitely. I mean, you know, cats may or may not know, but I'm a, you know, professionally trained, you know, recording engineer. You know, that's actually my day job.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? Also, you know, I dabble. Let's get it correct, son. I'm a hobbyist with the production, you know what I mean? But every once in a while, I don't want to pop up. But right now, you know what I'm saying, cats surrounding me like Trey Bag. It's just like, man, why even get on it hard? The Nigerian Nightmare, Trey Bag. Shout out to Trey Bag, son. I know you're listening right now.
Yo, shout out to Trey Bag, man, for real, man. Green, white, green. You already know what it is.
Yes. But as far as like other goals I want to accomplish, you know what I'm saying, I definitely am in it for the long haul, you know what I'm saying? Me and Chi got the master plan, and ain't no hop in, hop out thing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to get, you know, let the people know I'm here to stay. I ain't going nowhere, you know, and just from here, you know, really just progress and be more fruitful, you know what I'm saying, financially, you know, and just get right, basically, you know what I mean? Get right in 09, you know what I mean?
I mean, I know you want to get right so you can spoil me with riches. It's all good, boo. I got you.
I already told you, son. The first drink is on me. On me.
Oh, man. Yo, I love Charles Heron, man. He is definitely a cool dude, man.
I love you from Lush.
Yo, that's what it is, man. Yo, Heron, man, what some of the you know, some of the key points that you would like to, you know, give to some of these youth when they're trying to step into the game, man? What are some of the key points that you would like to tell them, you know, just stepping into this game, a little bit of advice, you know?
I mean, definitely, you know, I don't know if you know, but about like 3 years ago, I was on a tour circuit in universities giving motivational, you know, speeches to underprivileged kids and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? No, I'm lying. Nah, but on the real, on some motivational tip, you know what I mean? The one thing I could tell anybody is just do not stop what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Do not stop. I mean, that's really the main thing, and you could apply that to all kinds of aspects of stuff. Just don't stop, yo. If somebody tell you whack, whatever. If this is what you really want to do, shit, nobody or no thing stop you from doing what you want to do, yo. Don't quit. Don't give up. Do not tap out, son. Do not.
Yo, Heron, you are off the hook. How you going to say you did it? And then he's like, yo, I'm lying.
I'm crazy, man.
You crazy, man. We got a caller live in the building, man. We're going to go to the phone lines. Let the caller ask you a quick question real quick.
That's
you know
good.
What I mean? Caller from 954. You're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, and the one and only Heron. Charles Heron live in the building. What's poppin'?
Blessed, my girl. Lush and lush. Smooth, sweet, lush and lush. What are you doing? Thank you for helping me on the show, you know?
What's up, Vice Grip? What's popping with you, my dude?
You don't know that big show going down over there at the Seashell Hotel on South Beach. 50 mics. I'm going to type it in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
All
right. Perform in Miami real quick?
Yeah, I'm going to perform over there live. And Mr. DJ Simel So Good and a lot of other artists. I am going to type the information in the chat room. So I am
That's what it is. You got a quick question for Charles Hellman real quick?
Not really. I will just go and listen. Can you open the chat room, please? So I can put the info in there.
Okay, the chat room is open, sweetie.
Yeah.
Okay,
I just recently come on the show. I'm just gonna listen.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Thanks, Vice Grip. We appreciate it. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Live in the building. We live in the building. You girl, let's with Charles Hebron. We getting it in, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got all these interviews going down. You know, Charles Hebron, Ronald Porter, Sheila, owner of Sexy Underscore 716 Promotions, man. It's going down. It's Follow Fridays. You know what I'm saying? Hebron.
Yo, what's good?
You know what you got for me, right?
What's up, man? You know, anything for you, Lush.
Oh, man. Woo-wee!
Yeah, that's what the ladies like to hear, you know, so I got to give them what they want.
Oh, man, I swear to God, man, y'all need to stop hanging around each other.
Lord have mercy.
Woo! But go ahead and hit me with a 1-2, with a 1-1-2. Hold on, let me hit my joint real quick. Let me hit my joint, because you know what it is.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Yo, hold on one second. Let me move my chain around. Hold up. You good, Lush?
Yo, it's a Lush Radio exclusive, Charles Hebron, you know what I'm saying? And you know what? He's going to have to grab Chiva, too, because we ain't playing no games in here. You know what I'm saying? When he spit his, he need to spit his, too. We ain't playing no games in here. Y'all need to put that on speaker and stop faking.
Oh, man. I don't know, he dipped off to the phone, but I got something for you, though.
All right, then give it to me, man. Give it to me.
Check me out, 1-2. Charles Hebron, Hopper. Hey, yo, I spit sicker than syphilis, slick nigga with gibberish, spleen splitting shrapnel, I babble extreme lyricist, on bar to grapple, to shackle, the beast fearlessness, the flow go wacko and baffle, you not hearing this, you like a coked out weed head smoking mirrors, and that shit won't float, so get off the ship, and what I mean, Dread, I hope those ain't shivers, cause the buck 50 slithers your upper lip, and the rhyme be the clip, I'm a hustler with magazines, in other words, I'm Larry Flint, and I grind for the chips, and my pen script that supreme, steamboat Ricky Dragon backflip off the top, off the rope with top knot coach theatrics, mathematical monster, conquer your bread average and quantify equations for ultimate vastness. I'm the future and you fired. I'm saying that you a has been. Fuck a roadblock.
Oh, sensual seduction. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. That's that Lush Radio exclusive, man. The one and only Charles Hebron. Live in the building, man. Got you stuck on it like Hebron. You already know what it is, man. You know you a fiend already, man.
Rose like Hebron in your nose.
Hey, let's get it. Oh, it's Follow Friday, Freestyle Friday, Wild Out Friday. Yeah. Once again, I got a shout out to celebrity birthdays, man. My big brother, Special Ed, his B-Day is May 16th. Make sure you follow him on Twitter and say happy B-Day. Tell him Lush told you about it. Also, shout out to my man, Chubby Chub Rock. You know what I'm saying? His birthday is May 28th, and my daughter's birthday is May 19th, and my brother's is May 21st, and it's going down. And we live with Charles Hebron. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man, I definitely love you, man. Your breath of fresh air, Your vibe is so wonderful, man. You a good dude, you know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely loving the swag. And, you know, the thing about it is, man, I really see a lot of success for you, man. You know, you just keep you know what I'm saying, giving that, being humble like you are, and, you know, keep giving them nothing but that ear crack. I definitely see
good,
man, for real, you know. That's
it's for
what
the
it
people,
is.
Man. It's all for the people.
Tell the people where they can check you out right now, you know what I'm saying, so they can check you, you know what I mean?
All right, of course, like we said before, you can follow my wonderful adventures on Twitter /CharlesHeron, you know what I mean? Or you can check me out on the MySpace. Right now we got a serious website getting constructed right now, and that should be up probably like no less than about a week and a half. That's going to be crazy, and I'll, you know, you can definitely get the details for that on my MySpace page. But like I said, hit me on Twitter /CharlesHeron. Oh, you know what I mean? You can check me out on MySpace.com/Heron.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Also, Heron, man. Yo, you know, if you can do, you know, a collabo with anybody, living, you know what I'm saying, or past, who would it be?
Big L.
Wow.
That was easy.
Wow.
The most underrated in the game, son. Big
and
L,
he
easy.
Ill. He was ill, yo.
We won't even go there.
Wow. You know what? I should do just a whole Big L tribute one day on my show for real.
Yo, if you do, let me know. Let me know, yo. Please let me know.
Because Cass was really sleeping on Big L, man, for real.
For real, you ain't lying.
I should tell Cass to submit me a Big L remix, man, a whole Big L remix day.
Oh, that'd be crazy. See, man, that's why I like people like you. You got the dope ideas, man. That's something right there that need to be heard right there.
For real, man, you know what I'm saying? Big L remix, because people slept on Big L, but he was an ill lyricist.
You had a roadblock, too. That's what's good.
Woo! But that's what it is, man. Man, I wish you nothing but, you know, respect and nothing but, you know, success in all that you do.
You as well.
And tell Cuzzo, man, you know, take that toothpick out of his mouth, because I know he got it. But anyway.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to let him know, man. That's wild.
Oh, man. Tell him, man, when I come through, man, when, you know what I'm saying, when I chill with y'all, man, we going to pop some serious bottles, man, for real.
Oh man, they better shut down the city. Roadblocks and all.
That's what it is, man, you know what I'm saying. Definitely, I love y'all. You know, you keep doing what you do, Charles, man.
That's
you
right.
And you got all my support, you know, definitely from Lush Radio and, you know, and I definitely need to get my drops on you, my dude, because, you know, that's a must.
I was working on that today.
But just for you, okay. I want to do a Big L tribute day, and I'm going to call out to all the MCs out there to give me some remixes of their favorite Big L song and submit it to me so I can have a whole Big L tribute day.
Ooh, I got you.
So... that's what it is, man. We getting it in, you know what I'm saying? This is Follow Fridays, you know what I'm saying? Callers can call in, you know, and tell me who you following on Twitter, and let's get it popping all day, every day. Your girl, Lushy Lush, Charles Heron. I'm going to holler at you on the flip side, cuzzo, but you know what? Don't hurt them ladies out there now. Don't
that
cut a love too hard now.
Yeah, I got you, though. Just follow me on Twitter. You might find out what's popping.
Cold blooded.
You can't Twitter from between the sheets.
Oh, cold blooded.
They want the heaven bone, yo.
Oh. Yo, you wild, man. That was out, cousin, man. Go ahead, man. Make sure you carry them umbrellas, man. Make sure you have umbrellas, because we definitely practice safe sex on Lush Radio Online. Make sure you practice safe sex. All you prom-going, make sure you trap up. and wear that glove on top of that Jimmy. Make sure you protect it, because you don't want any leaky.
No. You don't want to catch that Willy Lump.
No Willy Lump.
Willy Lump, son.
You don't want no Willy Lump. For real, man. That's what it is, man. In between the sheets. But you know what, man? Have fun out there, man. Do what you do. Don't do what I wouldn't do, but... Hey, I can't say that would be a lot. But anyway, man, go ahead and have fun, dog. All
right, it was a pleasure.
That's what it is, man. It's always a pleasure, homie. That's what it is. Charles Heron live in the building, Lush Radio, man. You already know what it is, man. Love you, man. That's definitely what's popping, man. Charles Heron was live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Up next, we got the one and only Ronald Porter that's going to be shutting it down. On Lush Radio Online, we got all these ill interviews, man, today, man. Freestyle Fridays, Follow Fridays. But right now, I'm about to go into a mix with the one and only DJ Hustle. I love this dance hall, man, so I'm about to go and play that dance hall. Yeah!
From Kingston, J.A. Let's ride all night. It's all right.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Oh, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. It's Follow Fridays, Freestyle Fridays, Exclusive Interview Fridays, man. We had your man Charles Heron live in the building. Now we got the one and only, Ronald in the building. Shutting it down on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. We about to go in on them. I'm going on the phone lines right now, baby. You already know what it is. What up, Rob?
What's happening with you, Lush? How you doing today?
Man, I'm digging in the scene on the gangster lane, man. You already know what's popping with me, baby.
Oh, yeah, I know how you get down.
Hey! Man, I'm about to go ahead, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, give you that Lush Radio, welcome, baby.
Man, I appreciate that in a tremendous way. I ain't never been welcomed like that before.
Hey, man, that's how we do over here at Lush Radio, man. That's how we do, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
You know what I want to say to you is, you know, before we get into that nitty gritty, I want you to go ahead and give your shout outs and pay your bills, boo boo.
I mean, first I want to thank you for extending your hand and letting me come on the show and, you know, letting the people get to know who I am. Man, just I want to thank God for the opportunity to be here and send a shout out to my family. I also want to extend my hand to all my folks that I mess with musically, the real tight-knit family, my folks from Richmond, California, Renesty, your boy Black Ice, my brother from another mother, D. Ross, my cousin T. Spade up in Vegas, Low Cali in Seattle, Washington, the people I mess with here in Atlanta, Legendary Music Group, that's LV and Sim. Shout out to Richmond, California, where I'm from, to the folks down there in the A where I'm at, and just worldwide, you know, what's happening with you?
Ain't nothing much, man. It's all about you right now, man. It's all about you, baby. You already know what it is, man. Whew, I'm feeling good today. It's Friday. I need a drink.
I got one for you.
Oh, man. But, man, so Ronald, man, tell us, you know, how did you get into the whole music game?
See, I started off, I was a writer, you know, like when I was in school, I used to write, like, short stories and poems and things like that. But really was listening to a lot of hip-hop at the time. And when I was listening to the hip-hop, it just, like, my writing just kind of just ventured off into the game, you know what I'm saying? I was listening to a lot of East Coast hip-hop at the time, a lot of Big Daddy Kane, a lot of, you know, Rakim, KRS-One, you know, and then the West Coast, you know, I'm a West Coast dude, so I was listening to a lot of Ice Cube, N.W.A., local Bay Area artists, you know, 415, E-40, SIBO, a lot of them artists, and it just kind of matured from my writing being poetry and short stories into it, turning into verses. And, I mean, at that time it was long verses because we weren't trying to make 16. We was making, you know, 7-8 minute songs, trying to make songs like Too Short, Freaky Tales, things like that.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. You definitely, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing out here, man. Well, how's the difference between, you know, you and ATL coming from Cali to ATL? Is the vibe different?
You know, it's kind of like it's different, but it's the same. Like, a lot of the people from California, you know, originally, they I'm sure it's like that in the north, too. A lot of people come from the south, you know what I'm saying? Their parents, their grandparents, whatever, come from the south. So in California, you know, we had a kind of a southern vibe to a certain degree because our grandparents, you know, came from the south after World War II, so we kind of had like a little southern hospitality there. But when I got here, it was slower, you know, from what it was in Cali. And then at the same time, like, man, when I first got here, I came out here to visit in, like, 99. When I got here, we got off the plane and we started riding through the city, man. The people were so nice, you know, with the Southern hospitality. Everybody was speaking to you and shit. It was like, man, what is this? And then when we was, where we from, you know, like, if somebody's speaking to you, it's like, man, what's wrong with that dude? Why is he speaking to me? You know, that was the kind of attitude that I had. But then, you know, you stay here for a couple of days, you start getting into it, it feel good, you know. And that was the thing for me, is like, I started liking the vibe, you know, the people was nicer. I like a slower pace, you know, type of situation. But at the same time, it ain't like it's just, you know, extra country out here either, because, I mean, the city of Atlanta is, you know, popping like any other city, might be popping more than a lot of other cities, you know what I'm saying? So it's a nice little mixture, you know, in between. If you like a slow pace or if you like a fast pace, you can find it all here. It's a nice medium. You know, you choose how you want to live here in Atlanta. And, you know, that was the thing that I really, really liked about it. And then, you know, like I said, the music here was beautiful. I always loved the vibe of the music from when they put out the Outkast and the Goody Mob and that whole Dungeon family. That was some music I could feel. So, you know, the musical part of it was something that I was on. And, I mean, shit, I love the country living right now. Out there just chilling, enjoying, you know, got a backyard and fresh air and all this. It's a beautiful thing.
That's what it is. That backyard, man. Woo, go ahead now.
That chicken on the grill.
I know y'all going to be cooking it out. I know y'all going to be cooking it out Memorial Day now.
Man, it don't have to be Memorial Day, man. As soon as I see the sun outside, I get to firing it up.
That's what it is, man. So, you know, who are some of your inspirations, you know? Who are some of the people, you know, you channel and call on, you know, while you in the booth, man?
See, like, the thing is, as far as, like, music, like, I got a wide variety of inspiration as far as music goes. So, as far as inspiration, probably, like, my biggest inspiration is, like, Bob Marley. Like, I'm a tremendous Bob Marley fan. Like, if I could be the rap version of Bob Marley, I'd be totally happy. I'm saying, to come from an underdog perspective, you know what I'm saying, where coming from nothing and being able to touch the world, and for the whole world to just really listen to my music and to be able to be speaking on a positive note, trying to bring something real, you know, out there. That's really what I want to try to do, is that. Man, I love, you know, Marvin Gaye. I love Donny Hathaway. All kind of like R&B and jazz artists. You know what I'm saying? That's what I really get down with as far as like what I listen to as far as music. But when it comes to hip hop, you know, like I'm a throwback, you know, to the golden age. So I'll be influenced by Rakim or Big Daddy Kane, Ice Cube, Face, Tupac. The Outkast, Andre 3000, UGK, you know, like I say, I'm from the West Coast, so the Bay Area, I'm real deep off in the SIBO, E-40, you know, all of that. That's what was influencing me as far as being an artist. And see, like I say, I look at it like when I'm trying to spit, I want to be on the level of the top MCs. That's the way I always looked at it. I always felt like, especially like when I really first got into the game, I felt like whoever was at the top at that time, and at the time that I'm talking about, it might have been like Pac was on top of the game, or maybe people was looking at Ice Cube or something. I wanted to feel like if I was in a room with them dudes and we had to go head up, that I could hang with them. And that's the way I try to look at it. Like when I'm trying to put something together, you know, some dudes are going to just pull something off their ass just to get on the track. I don't never really try to do that. And at the same time, I don't force nothing out of myself. You know what I'm saying? I try to let it really all come out of my heart, you know, so that you get, you know, the true blue product when I'm spitting. I don't really want to offer you nothing to where you listen to me on anything, and it don't make a difference whether it's coming, you know, out of my laboratory or if it's coming out of somebody else's. I don't never want it to be where you was like, man, he was weak on that. You know, that don't really sound like him. I want everything that I do to be on the same level. I want it to be like when I get on it, you know it's me, and you can be proud that I'm representing, you know, who I am, and if you love my music, and I'm representing you.
That's what it is, man. And callers, we going to go to the lines in a few, but real quick, Heron,
yeah.
I'm tripping now. I'm tripping now because I just interviewed Charles Heron. So, you know, I got going through my transition. So, Ronald, you know, there's ups and downs being in the game, man. What do you think was your hardest adversity you had to deal with being in the game?
See, for me, the hardest thing for me is that when I got in the game, I was, you know, I was a kid, man. I was 17, 18 years old. But through the time, you know, being trying to get recognized by the industry, but at the same time, being able to maintain your family and everything. You know, I ain't never really been able to just throw myself totally into the game because I have responsibilities at the house that I had to take care of. So I always maintain, you know, a 9-to-5 job. You know, I've been doing telephone and DSL and stuff, you know, for the past 11 years. So I do that with my music, and that was my biggest, you know, my biggest adversity was being able to get out of my, you know, what feed my family and to be able to get into what I love. So that's been the hardest part for me is to be able to make music, you know, totally my life, to be able to throw myself into it all the way and not have to be able to worry about, you know, how I'm going to feed my kids. And that's been my biggest thing. And that's what, you know, I guess what really fuels me is because I can only imagine what I'd be like if I was, you know, if I was dedicated, you know, like if it's a cat that's in the industry and he got that machine behind him, he got that bread, you know, we can go to the studio and be up in there doing whatever it is and inspire him to do it, to be able to, you know, have somebody else putting that bread up for him and he can play around with different things and be able to kind of, you know, try to find his vibe, then he got an advantage over me because when I go to the studio, I'm trying to hurry up and do what I got to do because I got other, you know, responsibilities and things to take care of. So that's all it is. That was the only adversity, but I think that just made me stronger and made me go harder right now because the desire is so strong for the people to hear what I'm doing that, you know, I'm going harder than I ever went before, you know, to make that happen. The love of the game, you know, is what pushed me. So, man, even the adversity was a blessing.
That's what's up, man. And we're gonna get into you being featured on Rap Talk. We got a caller real quick and answer this call real quick. Caller from 510. What's popping, family? You're live in the building with Ronald Porter and your girl Lushy Lush. What's popping?
First of all, I want to say I appreciate you, Lushy Lush, for giving my man Ronald Porter opportunities, D-Ross, from the Bay, from Richmond, where he from. I'm, you know, following my man on Rap Talk, on radio stations, on wherever he go. This is the dude right here.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
That's my brother from another mother right there, man. Everybody that's listening to this, you go to MySpace.com and you look for D-Ross. I mean, he go hard, he go just as hard or harder than I do. It ain't nothing but love between us. Like I say, the industry better watch out. We the two-headed monster. We play dirty pool. They better look out for us.
Real talk, though. This man is real talk. This is 100%, you know, humility. This is the humblest dude you ever going to meet. You wouldn't even believe it's him talking like this when you hear him on tape. You know what I mean? And he really is everything he say he is. A family man first, that's what we stand for. We trying to make sure, you know, we show these dudes out here instead of a bulletproof vest on our chest. I got my son strapped to my chest on the hardest avenues in Richmond. And we go and get our money work. And like he said, we don't need nothing from the industry. He don't need nothing from the industry. All we need is a budget. That's all he need. We don't need nothing else from them. We got music, mixing, mastering. We've been doing it so long, we need everything. We don't need nothing from them. Just a budget, just to, you know, just get this man seen or heard, however we can do it. That's all he need. For real talk.
Better watch out. If we get our hands on that budget, man, it's a done deal. And for all the listeners, watch out because Ross and Porter, man, we the super niggas. Watch out for us. That's what it is. And when I say super niggas, I mean, I ain't talking about we wearing capes and tights and shit like that. We got on some jeans and Nikes talking about real life. That's the way it goes. And like I say, just be looking out for super niggas. We represent all the real niggas in the world. Niggas are standing up to their responsibilities, taking care of their kids, you know, getting bread the right way and handling their business. That's what we represent, and that's what super niggas is. So if you're that type of nigga, man, you represent yourself as a super nigga.
He's a real, you know, icon for that real life. We talking about the people that actually make up the community, not the ones that's robbing, not the ones that's driving on the big chain, siphoning all the money, taking it to Jordan and Nike, not them dudes, the ones that actually are the community, the one that get up and go to work every day, not the one standing outside hanging around, teaching other little knuckleheads to become knuckleheads, not them. This dude, real people, you know what I'm saying?
We getting it in today. Follow Friday. We getting
it's Ronald Building. Shouts out to Kente and Mr. Two and a bunch of the other Richmond dudes, Dap Daniels, and you know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of real cats out here. They just keep skipping over us. You know what I mean? A lot of them don't want to give us credit all the way up to Usher and Chris Brown dancing. That's Richmond dudes teaching that. A lot of these sayings and player hater, where that was born at. That was born right here in Richmond. You know what I'm saying?
Filthy
a lot
feel.
Of
the filthy
they skipping
hey,
over us.
You know the thing about it is, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's what Lush Radio is all about, man. I try to give people a time to shine, man. Hey,
man, I love
you. You don't even know, Lush. We appreciate it on a whole nother level. You didn't open a door that we've been waiting. We've been waiting since the 90s for this door to be open. You didn't open the door up, man. It's so many niggas for to run through this door. They going to be scared.
Man. And part
man,
is
they going to be scared for real.
Hey, man. Stay on the line for me, man. I'm about to go ahead and get the people, you know what I'm saying, a little sample of what's going on. I'm going to give them, you know what I'm saying, words are not enough right now. I got a couple of other songs, you know, uploading, you know what I'm saying. So we're going to go ahead and give y'all words are not enough. This was dedicated to his mother, you know. So, Ronald, you want to go ahead and introduce this to for us real quick, man?
Yeah, this is Words Not Enough, dedicated to my mother, your mother, you know, all of the mothers that passed on, you know, that's within our hearts and everything. Also to my grandmother, Claire Malone, and my auntie, Clara May. Words ain't enough.
That's what yeah. It is.
Words ain't enough.
On my mother's bed, this is on her forehead. I don't want you dead. That's what she was telling me, cause I was going mad. Just avoiding telling these, and Lord, I'm so glad that the prayer that she said had reached heaven's door. I didn't have no idea that you both loved me, so if I was wrong, she would let me know. Gave me room to let me grow, praying for me when I was drunk and high. Coming through the door, I felt as if the prayers that I said was in vain. As she laid in convalescing, death progressing, had me stressing, asking questions. Lord, I really need my mother in my life. She was all I had, her in my grandma's since my daddy died. I apologize for the pain that I had caused her. She accepted with open arms and told me she was sorry for any wrongdoing she had done to me. I smiled and told her, mommy, you have only wished the best for me. She looked just like an angel in that coffin with a smile up on her face. I prayed that she would rest in peace as they laid her in the grave. Words ain't enough. Words ain't enough to tell what you done for me. So now it's mandatory that I tell soldier stories.
Words ain't enough. I can't describe the way you touch my life.
Support up in the chest, and she was fighting for her life. I got this feeling, I had felt this way before. It would be the last time that I seen her alive. She didn't want to be here no more. And now they both rest in peace at Rolling Hills in the same grave. Around my daddy, my grandpa died, and my auntie Clara Mae. They used to tell me, Ronald, you gon' really miss me when I'm gone. And now I'm sitting reminiscing, shedding tears. I'm all alone. My grandmother and my mother, they was gifts from God. They kept the faith in what's gon' make it when the times was hard. And since they cared, man, they shared what was theirs was mine. Now I know that unconditional love is truly hard to find. Words ain't enough.
Words ain't enough. I can't describe the way it touched my life.
Ain't enough.
I got to be real. Let me tell you how.
or a death, I realize I lost my best friend. And I can hear a voice speaking to me from the grave, saying, Ronnie, you got decisions to make. You living in the last day. And I cried and I prayed that your life would change, that you would see better days and that your soul would be safe. Now when you're feeling all alone, cause all your loved ones is gone, you hold on to your father and be strong. But when my baby girl asks me, Daddy, where's your mommy at? I tell her she's gone bye-bye. And I try to hold back these tears that's in my eyes. Sometimes I cry and go through memories. But when I walk into the light, that they remember me, cause words ain't enough.
Words ain't enough.
Your lesson, my grandma reading Matthew 11 soon became a blessing. And I remember my mother's favorite verse, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. I felt the pain, Father help me, gang gang from the hurt. They took a little old black boy and tried to raise him into a man, tried to get me to understand God's master plan and comprehend that there'll be good and bad. But what's done in the dark will come to light. Give thanks for all you have and always do your best to make it right. It's in truth, man, you got to fight no matter how hard it gets. Don't do nothing half-assed, this world is cold, but don't you never forget that you're special, baby. Just see, God made you who you is. Follow no one, the blind lead the blind, they all fall in the ditch. So I made this song so I could express how I loved and wish I could hug and kiss my mother, how I miss my grandmother. But see, words ain't enough, and see, it can't be told how much y'all meant to me. I love and miss y'all, God bless y'all souls, words ain't enough.
I like to dedicate this song right here to everybody's mother. Don't make no difference who you are, what you went through. To everybody out there that lost their mother, or anybody close to them, I want to dedicate this to every woman in my family that passed away. To my cousin Shirley Hobson, we miss you and we love you. To my auntie Clara Mae Jane. To my grandmother Claire Malone, you don't know how much I miss you. You meant so much to me in my life. And last but not least, my mother, Nadine Porter, you was everything to me. And I want to thank all of y'all for teaching me what you taught me. And this is dedicated to you. Words ain't enough.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, man. Did the music go on?
What? What are you talking about?
Hello, I said, no, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Hey, hello?
Yep.
Yeah. Did the music go on? I'm sitting here, telling this stuff, man. I was bugging out, man. I'm sorry, man.
Somebody
called me on the other line, man. I'm sitting there conducting business on the other line, man, for real. Bugging out. But anyway, back to you, man. Ronald, and you definitely doing some serious things out here in the game, man. And you know that words ain't enough, man, is definitely hot. We got some more bangers, more to come.
too, so you know what I'm saying, definitely so they can hear what's really going on. So, Ronald, once again, tell the people where they can check you out, you know what I'm saying, online, and, you know, find out, you know, how to check out that music and, you know, really get a real, you know, super feel and contact you and all that, Ronald.
Yeah, first things first, you can go to that raptalk.net. It's an interview on there. You know, what you don't know about me, you can get to know about me. It's all laid out in living color. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no, it's none of that gimmick, none of that sugarcoating, you know what I'm saying? None of that watered down. It's 100% pure. You get to read it. You know, shout out to Justin Mayo, the journalist that I work with on that. It's 100% real. It ain't none of that fake. It's something that you can really get to know me and, you know, feel the man that I am. So, like I said, that's raptalk.net, and it's the interview with Ronald Porter. Also, you can go on MySpace/Ronald Porter, and you can get a dose of what I got for you. It's like about 6 tracks, real tracks, that you can get a feeling for the artist that I am. You can get a chance to listen to the music, you know, that I do, the way that I put it out there, you know, 100% real, coming up out of my heart, you know, just spitting it. I'm not trying to cater to what, you know, the machines say. I'm not trying to fit in with none of these suckers in the game. I'm just standing up, you know, being the man that I am, representing my family, representing my team, you know, representing where I'm from and representing where I'm at, and, you know, trying to get to where I'm going. So, like I say, myfaith.com/Ronald Porter and raptalk.net. And like I say, I'm there. Come see me, and I guarantee you're going to love something on there. And if you love something, you got to purchase it. We out there, we got singles, we got the whole EP, the campaign. Look out for the Underground Network. That's the full CD that I'm doing. You know, it'll be out hopefully by the fall. Also, look out for that Real Richmond. It's a compilation that D. Ross putting together. It's going to have all your favorites from Richmond, California. And if you don't know nothing about them, you will get to know it. It's nothing but just true blue dope. It's real music, you know, coming from the heart and soul. MySpace.com/Ronald Porter.
That's what it is, man. Y'all need to go ahead and check that out, man. And since we're in the chat room, man, I want to shout out all my people that's in the chat room. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? You know, my boy Spokes, man, definitely doing his 1-2. You know, make sure you support him on his shows. Also, shout out Consulting Guy and all the other listeners live in the building. You know what it is, man. You know. So, Ronald, man, how'd you get on Rap Talk, man? Rap Talk, you know, is you know, definitely official. You know, you got featured on that jump off, man. Tell us more about that.
Well, the thing is, I got some cold secret information that I can't let out to the public right now. I got a real dope plug, you know what I'm saying? I got some secrets, some power. I got some power brokers behind me that's working in my favor. So, you know, when the time is right, I'm gonna go ahead and let the cat out the bag. But for right now, I'm gonna keep my lips sealed as far as how I got on there. But you know what I'm saying? But what I'm gonna say is that, I mean, it was a beautiful thing. Like I say, thank you to the powers that be. They know who they are. And thank you to Justin Mayo, the dopest interviewer, journalist, you know, that's playing the game right now. He do it the right way. He don't try to push you in a, you know, saying some things that you ain't supposed to say. He don't try to pull nothing up out of you. He keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? So Justin Mayo, that's my dude for real. He's a real cat, and I respect him in the game. And, you know, he gave me some good questions, and, you know, I just answered them, you know, from a real dude perspective. I'm giving the people, the thing is with me as an artist, like, this is not a put-on. I ain't got no wardrobe and no makeup or nothing like that. You know, it's what you see is what you get. I'm the same dude at my house as I am on the stage. You know what I'm saying? I'm the same person. So that's what you get in the interview. And, you know, I'm just trying to get the people something that they don't see right now. I'm trying to get the people a real person. Like my boy D-Raw say, everybody else is robots. I'm not a robot. I'm flesh and blood. And that's what I'm trying to offer the people, you know, something they can relate to. I'm in the struggle just like y'all. I ain't got no Maybach. I ain't got no mansions. You know, I ain't got 10,000 women, none of that. I ain't got the machine behind me. I'm out here grinding. You know, I got my knuckles in the dirt trying to make something happen. And, you know, like I said, that's what I wanted to put out there as far as the interview. I want the people to see that I'm a grassroots dude. You know, I'm out here trying to make something out of nothing. I'm a family man, and I'm an artist. You know, I'm a starving artist. I love this music. This is something that I've been doing for 17 years. It's in my heart. You know, it's in my guts. It's in my brain. You know, I live and I eat this. And, you know, that's what I give you. This ain't no made up. This ain't no fairy tale. You know, this is my life that you listening to, that you reading. You know, that's the way I put it out there. So, like I say, raptalk.net, you know, check it out. It's the real deal. It's 100% pure.
That's what it is, man. We got callers, man. They, you know, we still got your homeboy live on the line, you know what I'm saying? But we got another caller, too, you know what I'm saying?
We're from California.
We got another caller live in the building. Caller from the block number. You live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, and the one and only Ronald Porter.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
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 That's all I can say, man. I'm done. I'm done. One of my favorite MCs, rappers as I like to call them or refer to. You know what I'm saying? There ain't nothing wrong with being a rapper, but Ronald Porter definitely one of the finest rappers that's out there, man. I will say that, man. And like you say, Les, he get the stamp. He get 4 or 5 stamps. Ronald Porter, what's up, man? It's Renacy, man.
Hey, look, for everybody listening, this right here, that's my family, too. You know what I'm saying? This dude right here, he is 100% real. Don't nobody have a question, nothing about him. He's a stand-up dude in the utmost way. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of dudes you run across in this game. A lot of dudes get out there and they talk that talk, but they don't walk that walk. This dude right here, man, this dude is 100% real. I got love and respect for him, man. Just like I told you that me and D. Ross was a two-headed monster. Me, Ren, and your boy Black Ice, man, we a called triple threat. Y'all better watch out, man. We like, I want to say like Pippen, Jordan, and Horace Grant or something. You know, back in the day, man, we going for the rings, man. Everybody better look out for that.
I mean, you know, and I appreciate that, man, but I got to take the spotlight back on me. I do, man. They gotta and put it back in its rightful place, man. Cause where it belongs right now is on you, man, and much deserving. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm gonna tell you, Lush, man, and this real deal, right? I would be lying if I say I wasn't influenced by this dude's music. You feel me? Cause he was definitely an artist before I was. You know what I'm saying? And he had stuff, man, that really had that commercial appeal, man. Straight up, that really can't compete with, you know what I'm saying, your Jay-Z's and your P. Diddy's, you know what I'm saying, if I could say that, you know what I'm saying, or your Snoop. So whatever, man, this dude, really, his stuff, the sound from the quality to what he's speaking on, man, it's definitely competitive. It's very, I mean, it's extremely marketable, man. I don't know, man, I'm running out of adjectives. I don't know how to describe it, man. The dude got some impeccable lyrics and impeccable talent, man. It's like, so I really feel privileged to be surrounded, you know, with cats like him. You know what I'm saying? And I really humbly do say that for real, because it's genuine. You know what I mean?
Hey, but that's mutual, though. That's a mutual thing. Like I say, it's one of those situations. I think that any real dude, if you're a real dude, stand-up dude, if you see another real dude, you get a little joy, man. You know what I'm saying? You get a feeling like they don't really make dudes like Ren no more. You know what I'm saying? They don't make dudes like this. They didn't threw that cloth away. They don't make dudes cut like that no more. So it's a mutual thing. It's a mutual respect, a mutual admiration, and I accept what he's saying, and I appreciate it to the utmost. You know, but, you know, this is where we come from. You know what I'm saying? We was made like this. This ain't something that you just learn, man. We don't put this on. This is something that we was brought up with this. You know, this is real Richmond, California. You know what I'm saying? This is real talk. This real walk. This is what it is. And like I said, the music, this music that we doing, this was grown. This is harvested where we from. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people sleep on this. They don't want to recognize that the real talk, the real game, It comes from where we from. And we just, what we done did is we done gathered it up, and we finna disperse it to the people so they can see it, so they can get a taste of it, so they can see how good this really is. And that's what we doing. We offering it to y'all so y'all can really peep it out. You know, so you, wherever you are, mate, whoever listening to this, you go, you check out Society's Creation, which is a group that I was a part of when I was a young guy, when I first got into this music, when I was immature. But the music is dope as hell. You look at your boy Black Ice. You look at Renacy. You look at Dab Daniels. You look at D. Ross. You know, you look at E-Race E. You look at Poor Man Dre. All them cats from Richmond, California. We look up Filthy Phil. You know, Calvin T, the Mob Sin, all them dudes. Yeah, you check them out. That's real talk. That's Richmond, California. This is not new. We've been doing this since the 80s. This is not nothing new. It's a small town with a big reputation. That's how we going to put it.
Now, look, you're running the radio station, right?
Yes.
So I got a request.
A request.
I need to hear the Ladies and Gentlemen song. I do. I need to hear that. You got to get that. It's a banger. You got to get that on. Ronald Porter, man. So if you could get that on before the show, before I know he's off the show or whatever, I appreciate that because that's one of my favorite bangers. So if you could do that for me, I appreciate that, Lush.
I'll try my best to get it on. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to try my best to get it on because, like I said, I got him.
People rushing the line, so, yeah, no, it's all good. But, you know, if you could squeeze that in for me, I appreciate that.
I'm going to try my best, Renacy, just for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try my best.
Ron, I want to say to you, man, I'm about to hop off, but it's nothing but love and respect, man, mutually back to you, bro. And, you know, you keep doing you, man. Keep being you.
Oh, but look, though. Look, though.
Right there. You did?
You already know, cuz. We in the Army, boy. We born side by side. Like I talked, what you were saying, that she opening up the door for artists, as underground artists. Like I say, it's going to be so many dudes running up through this door, man. They're going to be scared. I guarantee you. They will be scared. Richmond, California, standing up, most definitely.
That's off top ramen.
That's what it is, man. I love you, wanna see, you know what I'm saying? I always love you, man. You do what you do, man.
You know
for real. That's what it is. We got one more caller live in the building also, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to go to the phone line. Caller from 334, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, and Ronald Porter. What's popping?
Hi, Lush. How are you?
How you doing?
All right. I just wanted to basically touch bases on speaking about Twitter. There, I don't know how to really explain this, but there is an link, right, that you, if you click on it, you're going to catch a whole bunch of spams and viruses, for one. And it's an escort service that's going on out there for the men and women. And I got hooked up in it because I clicked on these links, right, yesterday. This just happened yesterday. And to come to find out, you know, it's just something about these people. You know, it's one, I know you didn't saw it, Lush. It says something about get 100 followers, click this link, okay? Then it's going to take you to this other link about how you can generate. It's a generator, okay? So I generated just, like, over 40 people yesterday in, like, I don't even know how many hours, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, every picture that those followers that they generated to my page as to being people that want to follow me and for me to follow these people, I'm just, like, you know, scanning, like, their pictures and shit, right? And it's, I'm like, damn, why is these people's pictures is, like, fogged? You know, and it's some that was sent to me that I didn't really, because I had my updates protected, okay, at first. And I'm like, how the hell is these people getting through without tweet or whatever? It's the tweet thing, tweet bubble, tweet whatever. It's not Twitter, nothing. It's that tweet thing. How is these people, you know, getting to me without me approving them? So I'm like, I just deleted every fucking one of them. I'm serious, because if you go back there and you look at, I'm gonna give you some names too, so you can look for yourself, Lush, for real. Each and every one of those pictures, females, men, they are like covering like their face, half of their, you know, just take a look at some of their pictures. Zeke 213. He sent me a link to link on to Wild Joker or somebody. So I clicked on this. Everybody that I had a link that they tweet told me to contact, and they contacted me, was those pictures is like, and then it's this girl. It's a girl that's on there. I swear she don't look no more than about 16, 15. She's young. For real. For real.
What's
name again, sweetie? I just want to let everybody know that please.
Twitter, man. I mean, you sound real tweeted, man.
Yes, please be careful because it's a scam. My spirit's lush, I'm telling you. And I've been following you for a long time.
Can you tell the people?
And I'm a godly woman, okay? And
can you tell the people what's the name?
Okay. You probably will know me. Well, I'm sexy on Twitter.
You're sexy on the Twitter.
Yes, and I'm Miss Swoosh. I'm Miss Swoosh. On a knee.
Okay, hi Miss Swoosh. How you doing?
Hi Lush. How you doing? And so you know, so it's just like I can't believe that, you know, when I put the puzzle together on what Twitter is generating from peoples like me, because they got me yesterday for my credit card number, through that PayPal shit. So,
could you go on the chat room for me and put the link, and so the people want to, because the people want in the chat room want to know exactly where this link is with the craziness that's going on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And I'm, you know, but real quick, you know, I want to hear more about this, you know.
Yeah, I'm serious, because a lot of people.
You got a quick question for Charles Heron real quick? You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. I got so caught up in, you know, this thing. How you doing? How are you?
I'm good, though. You broadcasting information, though. The internet is a monster. You got to be careful out there.
And I have so many friends that I love and respect, you know what I'm saying? And I've been dealing with them for about, you know, a little while now, and I wouldn't want anything to happen because I was watching a program, I mean, not to just, you know, make it short and quick, but where they actually lured, they put some faces of some girls, and I'm old school, okay?
You say your name's Sexy Safety, right?
Right. And
you stand enough, though. You represent. You trying to help the people, though. We got to respect that.
Yeah, because I know how some men are, and I know how some females is, because I was the same way. I mean, just yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Well, damn. Like Lush, you said bubble thing, bubble twit. Okay? I checked it. That was kind of cute. I like that. Now, I don't know. I just can't. My spirit, I'm telling y'all, I think it's the polices trying to lure everybody in on young girls and some of these young kids. And then when you meet them at the hotel or whatever the hell, the escort service or whatever, fucking people's is going to get locked the fuck up. And that's my spirit.
Hold on.
For real.
You got to chill with the F-bomb on the show now.
Lush, I am so sorry about that. I forgot.
Lush, that's sexy, can't be censored.
I'm sorry. Lush, I do apologize. Radio station, artists, y'all, whoever out there, I'm so sorry. I just don't want nobody to get in. You know?
I know we love you, boo, but you got to put you on hold real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we was in the interview, and I'm going to bring you back on the line once I finish the rest of this, you know, interview real quick, and we got some more callers on the line. But, Charles,
safety. You got to go to myspace.com, Ronald Porter, listen to them tracks, though. We ain't got no spam. We ain't trying to steal nobody's social security number, their banking information. Myspace.com, Ronald Porter. Check that out, though. There's good music on there, for real. Leave me a comment and let me know what you think about that.
Ronald, hey,
Man, this is Wild Out Friday, Follow Friday, Freestyle Friday. It's going down. You never know what to expect on Friday, man. For real.
Hey, she was wilding out, though, Lush. She wasn't playing. She was 100%, though. You got to watch out for Sexy Sexy.
For real, man. Definitely much love to Miss Swoops, man. She definitely be doing the thing online. You know what I'm saying? But y'all do need to watch out for them scams out there, for real, man. But we'll come back to Miss Swoops, you know what I'm saying? Because we always like to get into some deep conversation. So also, man, you know what I'm saying? Ronald, man, back to you. You know, so with the music and everything, man, what should the people expect, you know what I'm saying, in your albums and the projects that you're doing? What should we expect, you know what I'm saying, with the music and everything?
I mean, the first thing that they really should expect is good music. You know what I'm saying? This is not the fad. This ain't the gimmick. This ain't the 15 minutes of fame. You know what I'm saying? This ain't the come dance along with me. This ain't the, you know, swagger like me. That's not my thing. You know what I'm saying? It's 100% real. We giving you meat and potatoes. Basically, that's what it is. We giving you what you need. You gotta eat to survive. We taking it back to the old school. You know, like the Goody Mob had that soul food. That's what we offering. We giving you, you know, we giving you nourishment. We giving you the game. I think we giving you what hip hop initially was. You know, hip hop was initially, I want to say communication. You know what I'm saying? To the point to where when them boys from the Bronx came with that hip hop, they was broadcasting live from the Bronx. They was letting people all over the world know, you know, this is what we do in the Bronx. You know, when it spread out, it make a difference where you was, you know what I'm saying? You in a, an environment that's, you know, not doing you the way you need to be done. So you need to put them on blast. And it make a difference where you was, whether you was in Brooklyn, or you was in Watts, you was in Baltimore, you know what I'm saying, whether you was in Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, you know, that's what the music was. It was the CNN, underground CNN, and that's what I do. I broadcast news. I call it the, you know, like the nigga news. I just keep it real, 100%. I put it out there. I speak from my heart and my soul. I don't try to force nothing on you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be a preacher. I am like a revolutionary. I speak from a revolutionary perspective. And I try to be the voice, you know, the voice of the people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not your average rapper. You know what I'm saying? I'm not programmed to be programmed on your radio station. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing God's work. You know, sometimes you listening to music, it don't make a difference what kind of music it is. You know, sometimes you're going through a hard time, or if you got joy in your life, you know, like, you hear that music and it just represent what you're feeling at the time, will help you get you through, you know, help get you through. That's really what I want to be, you know, for these people. I want to be the one that speaks for you. I want to be the one that represents your struggle. I want to be the one that represents your good time.
That's real talk, man. You got to definitely support your man, Ronald Porter, man. Definitely doing some real big things, man. And all my callers, I see y'all. I'm going to go to y'all once we come back from this song because I got to play this song from your man, Ronald Porter. You got Sick and Tired, you know what I'm saying, for the people. You know what I'm saying? Tell us what they expect in this song, Ronald.
This is Sick and Tired. I mean, this is a song that was, I made this during the Bush era. You know, people was down and out, you know, feeling rough. You know, we dealing with the effects of the Bush era right now. So I was just standing up, you know, trying to speak for the people and, you know, just let people know, man, we all in this together. You know, it's us. We gonna look out for us. We gonna take care of us, man. We can't have none of that shady business, no, none of that dirty pool. You know, we gotta be together and, you know, just try to stand up. You know, I feel like I'm doing God's work, so hopefully y'all enjoy it. It's real talk coming up out of my heart. Broadcast from the Hard Life Studio, Legendary Music. And, you know, get with your boy, myspace.com/Ronald Porter.
Dog, this is Sick and Tired from your man, Ronald Porter, man. Check it out, baby. We're going to come back and we're going to go back to the phone lines, baby.
Yes, ma'am. Lush is in the building.
All right, this is for the struggle. I ain't really giving us a chance. If you smoke, go ahead and light a spliff. If you drink, grab your bottle. I'ma give you real talk on this one. My
tempo solid brain food. I'ma feed it to you. Go ahead, come back for seconds. Let's go.
This is a redemption song. His own, his beat is where I belong. My speech reverberate, making sure that the heat is on. Let wrongs off our profit, halfway to destruction. We unable to function because of all the corruption. And at this junction, we should be discussing our plans for the future. Goals for reconstruction. Government up for nothing but change and boundaries. I'm a militant nigga, I was born to be free. They ghetto can't contain me, they've been trying since my birth. I'm a student. Another game, feel like I'm doing God's work. If not, then I would rot in hell with blood on my hands, regretting for eternity that I didn't take a stand. When the children were starving, the government was overcharging the consumer, while the media was spreading rumors and cancer and tumors and AIDS way worse than the plague, was sending us all to early graves. And
I'm sick and tired of the war, sick and tired of the way that they mistreat the poor, sick and tired of their man-made laws. And I wish I could just hit pause and rewind sometime. I'm sick and tired of the war, I'm sick and tired of the way that they mistreat the poor, I'm sick and tired of their man-made laws. And I wish I could just hit pause and rewind sometime.
Watching them coffins coming back, covered with the star spangles. Them innocent children who thought war was like playing Halo. Niggas still moving yayo, hair on X and trees. Most Department of Corrections and universities. World filled with disease, animosity and greed. Polluting the air, it make it hard for me to breathe. And that's a hard pill to swallow. No hope for tomorrow. Heart was filled with sorrow. My motives is dishonorable. When people so shallow, world is so vain. Life has no meaning. The people have no shame. Survival of the fittest. Being individualistic, we all become statistics. Pointing fingers like the critic. Any angle, a gimmick. You're pinched and you're twisted. Anything is possible when your motto is just to get it. And see, they benefited. Every time they pretended all is well. Nigga, can't you tell it? This is hell and
I'm sick and tired of the war. Sick and tired of the way that they mistreat the poor. Sick and tired of their man-made laws. And I wish I could just hit pause and rewind sometime. I'm sick and tired of the war, I'm sick and tired of the way that they mistreat the poor, I'm sick and tired of their man-made laws. And I wish I could just hit pause and rewind sometime.
I got the lights off, eyes open, tears down my cheeks. In the middle of the night, I am unable to sleep. I'm living in revelations. My goal was preparation, my soul's preservation until final destination. Got caught up in the rat race. Sent on a wild goose chase, conceived with the game face. Not time fit, getting late, getting chased by demons. They goal was just deceiving. They tried to catch me sleeping like they did Adam and Eden. And I am just a man, trying hard to understand the steps to being righteous. Exactly what my plight is, and I've been trying to fight this battle that's inside. The good versus evil, humility versus pride. They're trying to take me for a ride, give me high on their supply. Their goal is to divide, but I work hard to multiply. And see, they tell me lies, like I believe anything, like I was born yesterday, like my mama didn't raise the food, but
I'm sick and tired of the war, sick and tired of the way that they mistreat the poor, sick and tired of their man-made laws. And I wish I could just hit pause and rewind sometime. I'm sick and tired of the war, I'm sick and tired of the way that they mistreat the poor, I'm sick and tired of their man-made laws. And I wish I could just hit pause and rewind sometime.
Ronald Porter, Underground Network.
What's real? It's your boy Ronald Porter, a.k.a. Ronnie Ron from Society Creation, representing that Rich City, California, the whole Bay Area. And I'm on here with Lushy Lush on the Lush Radio Online show. What's happening with you, Lushy Lush? You know, it's always love.
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, because she's
hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. Freestyle Friday, follow Friday, wild out Friday. I don't care, it's Friday. I got paid, man. We live in the building with Ronald Porter. Woo! That sick and sad right there. I'm feeling that thing right there, family. I'm feeling that, baby, for real.
I appreciate you, Lush, for real. You know I appreciate it. It's all love.
That's what it is, man. We got callers. on the building. I know this is my homeboy. You tell me all you think about that. This is my homeboy, official, official, Sound Off Radio, the one and only, the neighborhood spokesman. What up, spokesman?
Greetings, Earthlings. It's your neighborhood spokes, a.k.a. Mr. Exit 9. Uh-huh. Now, first and foremost, you know what I mean? That's powerful music right there. You know what I noticed, though? It seems like to me, ever since, you know what I mean, we've gotten rid of the Bush epidemic. Yeah, I call his ass an epidemic. He's an outbreak. But ever since the Bush epidemic ended, we've gotten a lot more politically conscious, and that's in that realm. So it's good to see that from artists, generally speaking, not necessarily just hip-hop artists, neither, musicians, period. They're using their art to express how they feel about the world and what's going on around them. So that's a good deal. One time for you, sir, Mr. Porter. Okay. How you doing, Lush?
I'm doing great, man. Ron's on live. You got a question for Ronald?
Sure. Yeah. Okay, given, you know what I mean, you say you're from the Bay Area or whatever. One time for everybody in the Bay, my man T-Free, what it is. But this is what I'm wondering as far as you're concerned. Everybody talks about the New West Movement. I know you know about it. You're part of it. So what do you feel your role is in the New West Movement as someone who is on the come up, you know what I mean, and you're trying to make an impact?
The thing is, honestly, you know, I don't really know what that means. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the Bay Area. I'm a West Coast artist, but I don't know what the new Bay is or the new West is. The Bay Area is the Bay Area. The West Coast is the West Coast. And we all standing up together. You know what I'm saying? I'm down for all the cats out the Bay Area, out the West Coast, because right now it's a downtime for any artist that's not from the South, you know what I'm saying? And I'm most definitely not against the South, because I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I love it to death, and I stand up for them Southern artists too. I'm down for all brothers that's trying to, you know, make a move in a progressive manner. But as far as the New Bay or the New West, I don't know about that. What I can say to you is that me and the people that I'm associated with, what we trying to offer you is a good music, you know, a powerful message, reality, you know, good food for you to eat from a musical standpoint, and hopefully you can digest it and understand where we're coming from. So I'm standing up and I'm going to represent the West Coast, but when it really boils down to it, I'm a black man in America, and I don't care where you're from. You could be from New York, New Jersey. You could be from BMO, Washington, D.C. You could be from Seattle, Washington, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia. That doesn't matter to me. I stand up as a black man in America, and I represent, you know, that way. And I'm for everybody. And like I said, I try to make music for the people. I try to keep my topics relevant, and I try to be able to offer somebody something that they ain't seen in a long time, and that's reality. You know what I'm saying? I'm not flossing. I ain't got no chains. My whip ain't got no rims on it or nothing like that. I'm in the struggle. I'm out here, you know, knuckles to the concrete trying to make it. And I try to make good music, something that you can play for your kids and they can be proud of, and hopefully they can find a lesson in. You know what I'm saying? I'm a representative. I'm trying to make music for the people, from the people. I'm trying to get it to where we, you know, trying to get the schools right, get kids, you know, a better opportunity. Let's put music back in the schools. You know what I'm saying? Let's try to get it to where the kids is more focused on learning than they is on passing tests. Let's try to get back to the neighborhood and get people more focused on trying to build a neighborhood up. Let's get some jobs going. You know, I'm a representative of the people. Like I said, I'm a revolutionary. I'm not about, you know, representing no coast or nothing like that. We already seen what that did with Pac and Biggie. I'm not for none of that. I'm standing up, being a man, extending my hand to anybody and everybody worldwide. I'm on a global grind. This is not limited to no area code or no zip code or nothing like this. This is real music from a real man, and that's the one thing that everybody got to understand. I'm a grown man standing up and extending my hand to everybody. And, you know, like I say, I'm just trying to make good music and at the same time be a representation of where I'm from and, you know, what I stand up for. And that's all I'm trying to do.
That's
good answer. Good answer. Okay, so check it out, right? This is what I want to know, Lush. Oh yeah, by the way, good looking on checking out my show the other day. By the way, that was a good look. Appreciate it. Rest in peace to Whammy Tisdale. You know what I'm saying? Y'all may know him from the Phoenix Suns. He was also an accomplished jazz musician, and he passed away from cancer. So, one time for Whammy Tisdale. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to Whammy Tisdale. That boy had some good music. He was going
hard
on that tape. Yeah,
he really did, and a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Like if you didn't really listen to jazz music, you don't really know that. Me personally, I knew him as a basketball player for the Phoenix Suns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
when Barkley was here, I know about it.
Uh huh. Every time you saw that dude, he had the Kool-Aid smile on his face. You could just really tell that dude loved life. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's my main thing is that, you know. It doesn't take somebody dying for me to know that I need to love life, but it does take someone dying to, you know, show me to appreciate it that much more. Like, you can live your life and still not appreciate it and live it to the fullest. My main thing is appreciate your life, love your life, because at the end of the day, you don't know when it's going to be taken from you. Rest in peace to Whammy Tisdale, man. Bottom line, oh, yeah, one time for Dom DeLuise, you know what I'm saying? He left too, so, you know, an accomplished actor and the whole nine. There it is, man. Rest in peace to all those who have died one time.
Mm-hmm. Now he's standing up, though, Lush. The 9 years of that boy, Whammy Tisdale, cut off his leg, and the boy was standing up with a smile on his face, you know, having his face strong. And it hurt my heart today when I heard that because I listen to jazz music, you know what I'm saying? I listen to Whammy Tisdale and Boney James and, you know, all of them dudes, and that really kind of hurt my heart because I seen him standing up and, you know, trying to make it, you know, having that faith, you know, that strong faith. But God bless him. He in a better place. But, man, that's real music for all of y'all hip-hop fans out there. Don't just limit yourself to hip-hop. It's a whole lot of music out there.
Check out Whammy Tisdale. He to me, he made me like jazz music. I didn't like jazz before I started listening to Whammy Tisdale. Pay attention, Google Whammy Tisdale, listen to his music, and you're going to understand why the world is mourning today. Regardless of whether you knew him as a basketball player or not, you need to catch up on him as a musician because he was a gift that we probably won't ever get again. So do your homework. Rest in peace to Whammy Tisdale. Period.
That's real talk. And that's the coldest part about him, though, is that he had a cold jump shot and he made good music. How many people can do that, though? I respect that. Right. Hey, bro.
Because if you think about the number and the percentage of the basketball players that tried it and failed miserably, like, he to me was the golden standard. Like, if it were not for his success, other athletes would not have tried it after him under any circumstance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man, keep doing what you're doing, man, because you're opening people's eyes. People need to know about that, man. It's bigger than hip-hop, man. This black culture that you're talking about, man. You're exposing people to things that they need to know. This is what I'm talking about, getting music back into school. Let's get some new Whammy Tisdale. Let's get some cats on the bass guitar and some folks playing the flute and the cello and the violin and all of that, man. That's real talk. I respect what you're saying, man. You a stand-up dude.
Ain't it crazy how they don't play music in the schools no more, though? Like, when I was in school, we had a music class. We had to go to class and learn to play the piano. You don't see that in school now. What do you see? If whole time, if you're not in the band, you know what I'm saying? There is no program for you. Where the music programs at in the schools? The real music. I ain't talking about learning how to get stage presence when you're rapping behind a microphone. That's not what I'm talking about. Pick up a flute, a trumpet, a saxophone. You understand what I'm saying?
Good. I'm going to tell you something. I'm in Atlanta. I'm outside of Atlanta, Georgia. Man, my daughter, she played a violin, man. We went to the recital the other night. They had a lot of beautiful black children in the orchestra playing the cello, playing the violin, playing the bass. And, you know, it was a beautiful thing to see people expressing themselves through music. You know what I'm saying? That's what's missing in a lot of these children's lives. That's a way of expression, to express themselves and allow that creativity to flow. And what you're saying is true, man. They really need to put that music back in the schools. We need more Stevie Wonders. We need Ray Charles. We need Charlie Parker. We need, you know, we need all of them dudes. We need that back in our lives. We need that music.
We don't need another
50
Cent that's been there and done before. We don't need another 50.
Don't.
We need real musicians
you're
learning
right.
from real musicians. Period.
Yeah, we need the Loneliest Monk and Miles Davis. We need that musical love, man. We need that back. You're right, man. I respect you. Like I say, you talking real talk. I thank you for calling in, man, because you was a real dude for talking what you're talking.
That's
oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Respect that, man. Thanks, folks, for real, for coming through. We got another caller live in the building. Caller from the block number. What's popping, man? You live in the building with Ronald Porter and your girl, Leslie Lux, and Spokesman. What's popping?
Well, I come from the city of Rich, and if you don't know nothing, well, you better know this. It's your boy, Black Ice.
Black Ice?
Look, man, how come I can't go from 50 Cent to Luther Vandross to Ron Porter? Man, I like 50 Cent.
Hey, you laying down a lot of, man. If you say it like that, then everybody else got
you
to
know,
accept it. That's
you know,
that guy's right
know,
there,
you
man.
Know,
that's
you
why
might,
standing
you,
up. What you know about them 5.0 reasons? They don't know nothing about that.
You know, if you look at my iPod, it might roll off with some Nat King Cole into some, you know, that's your birthday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's funny.
You know what I mean? Don't take away. You know, 50 Cent
yeah.
is a millionaire. You know, we got to have more black millionaires. We just need balance. That's all we
that's
need.
Fine. That's fine. I'm just trying to be one of them. That's all.
We don't knock them for doing what they do. It's just my thing is like this. If you get to a certain point, all I'm saying is just give back. And the other thing that is my pet peeve is if you got an education, make sure you tell these kids, you know, about that. You know, because it's shunned on to have an education. You know?
Well, I'm doing everything that I could possibly do to get Ron Porter kind of music out there. You know what I'm saying? You go to the YBBI show and check the playlist. We had Ron Porter in the playlist before Ron Porter knew Ron Porter was in the playlist. You understand me?
Yeah, he talking real talk, though. This is boy, though, right here. Your boy Black Ice, a.k.a. Trav Lyrics, man. Y'all get on that internet and Google him. He's real talk. He's a stand-up dude, another part of the family. We all in it together, Richmond, California. We representing, and this boy right here is the truth. You know, he's a multi-talented brother. He can do a whole bunch of different things. So that's real deal right there.
You know? But I'm gonna do it like this. I'm gonna show y'all people how to get off of the phone because y'all motherfuckers are doing too much talk. I'm saying, man, I'm sitting there, you know, like I say, I'm real people like Ron is real people, man. I pay for minutes. I ain't got no metro. I'm sitting on the phone like 30 minutes waiting to holler. You know, I had to hang up.
My bad, dog. You can't hang up, though. Rush had Sexy Sexy on there, man. Sexy Sexy was trying to give people a warning about spam and people trying to take your identity, man. That's Sexy Sexy, man. You can't be down with Sexy Sexy.
Let me tell you something. I don't know Sexy Sexy I got love for, but I'm like this, man. I got a Macintosh. Get a Mac. You understand me? We trying to get some Society's Creation, some Ron Porter. We need to get some, you know, some music. This is a music show, right?
Yeah, you're right. But you know, Sexy Sexy, man, Sexy Sexy.
I know y'all ain't saying it coming on my show, acting a fool, cause I was about to mute people up in this motherfucker.
Well, listen, if I got to go bad on you to get muted, then practice, damn it. Practice.
Oh, man. This is definitely wilding out on the show today, for real. You know,
it's
you
all good.
Sexy, sexy, all kinds of craziness, man. But I'm going to go ahead and play Screaming, you know, since, you know what I'm saying,
Black Ice want to start with me today, but I'm going to go ahead and play that right now. You know what I'm saying? I play Sick and Tired, you know what I'm saying, and a couple of other joints, but we're going to go ahead and play Screaming, and when we come back, we're going to come back on the line and chop it up some more and have some last words from your man, you know, Ronald Porter. So we're going to play
hey,
that
rest in peace. Rest
yeah,
in peace
man,
on
this
with
the Talib,
to
Waleed
Alahi.
Alahi.
Rest in peace,
rest in peace.
Hello?
Yeah.
Now, I done read the Psalms, the Proverbs, Job, Ecclesiastics, trying to figure out why I keep getting my ass kicked by life and negatively affected issues to be addressed, but they cannot be corrected. Am I just being tested? I feel trapped with no escape. Been searching for the exits, how long must I wait? Every time that my dreams take shape, that's when they get to stepping on me, spitting in my face. Am I a waste of talent? The time it goes fast, I keep coming up short every time that I do the math. Raised up in the bloodbath, with Satan and the police was hunting little black boys and never gave no reason for the slaughter. And tears of joy fill my eyes when I'm looking at my sons and my daughter, just wondering what tomorrow will bring, and will I still have the same sad song to sing? Cause I
feel like screaming.
Feel like screaming sometimes.
It's
tough on the nigga, man.
It seems
like
y'all
don't walk with your head
mind.
Down, striving for everything. It don't seem like you can reach nothing. Just keep on pushing, man.
The only way I know to play the game is to give a buck 50, leave it all on the field. You don't want to fuck with me. No moms and pops, just sister and brother. I'm hoping that my auntie Louise know I love her. I'm a black man, find it hard to understand that manifest destiny white man's plan. When these sissies is more sicker than Hitler, teacher told me racism's more subtle now, mentored by a Muslim while he prayed to the east. My mom just wanted me about the mark of the beast, and Lord, I really try to find peace, but I'm Generation X screaming out, fuck the police. I feel so out of place here, so all alone, living life to the beat of my own song. And it's really hard to hold on so long, living life on the edge, and it's all wrong.
I feel like screaming. I can't stop these tears in my eyes.
Just looking
maybe
around,
I'm
man.
Dreaming.
See all this
it
negativity.
Like it's all in my mind. It's searching for
peace. Like grabbing, man. Heavy gravitation
so
pulls. Yanking out a nigga, man.
I'm hoping that
trying to fight my way up.
Love
when you keep knocking me down.
I feel like screaming.
Man, be on me back, man.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, like I said, man, it's Follow Fridays, Wild Out Fridays, Freestyle Fridays, and it has been wild as hell on this damn show, okay? And we had Charles Heron on the show and Ronald Porter on the show. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to go back to the line so we got a couple more minutes left, man. You know what I'm saying? With your boy Ronald Porter. Hey, you know, tell, you know what I'm saying, these youth that's coming into the game, man, you know, some kind of advice that you would give them, you know, step into the game, man, for real.
What I would say to anybody getting in the game, go ahead and close your eyes to what they present to you on TV, what they present to you through the radio. I say go ahead and do you, real talk. Go ahead and be who you are. Don't do what the radio wants you to do. I think that's hurting hip-hop in a major way is that everybody's trying to do the same thing. Keep your originality, be genuine, you know, be authentic, and, you know, just go ahead and speak from your heart. That's what's missing in the game, especially from young dudes that's getting into the game. I think everybody wants to go ahead and try to be like somebody else. Like, the thing that everybody got to remember is that this music was something that was created out of nothing. This is a music for the people. And for anybody that's coming from the 80s or the 90s, one of my partners told me last night, we watched this happen. At no other time in music have we watched something be created. You know what I'm saying? It evolved from something else. But hip-hop itself, we actually watched it be created. You know what I'm saying? We watched it come, you know, whether it was from Africa Bambaataa or you was watching it from
Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, if it moved up and it was coming from KRS-One and Rakim, from NWA, you know, all the way up to Jay-Z or whatever you listening to, this is something that we created. So the thing is we can't put this on the assembly line. We can't let them create these characters that we're supposed to be. This is not something that's manufactured. This is something that's truly authentic. It's an abstract artistry. And the thing is that everybody has to be able to try to, you know, broadcast this from an authentic and pure standpoint. So for any artist that's coming up, do your research, man. Go back, get you some African Bambaataa, get you some KRS-One, get you some Rakim, get you some Big Daddy Kane, you know what I'm saying? Get you all of them forefathers of the game, you know. And the thing is, man, always be humble. Always be thankful to them dudes for getting it started, man, for putting it on the platform that it's on right now. And I'm saying it's a step-by-step process from the beginning. I'm talking about from the African Bambaataas, the Melly Mels, all of them dudes respect that. The message, all of that, always hold on to that as a stepping stone. Like, them dudes put in major work so that you can be able to go on MTV or BET and do what you do, hold on to that. But build up off of that and always hold on to your roots. It's just like being black, man. Don't ever forget, you know, that our roots is from Africa. Hold on to all of that. That's what make you, you know, make you a better person, you know, right now. And in this music, we need that. That's what we got to hold on to all the people that's in their 30s and their 40s. Man, make sure that your kids know the truth. You know, allow your kids to know about the roots of the music. Don't let the kids just believe that the music just started in 2006. You know, take the kids back to the late 70s, early 80s, and let them hear the real. You know what I'm saying? Let them know where that came from. This is not something that's new. This is something that's a pure art form. This comes from out your soul and your heart. And people was really, you know, putting their all into it. All them early artists, you know, Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh crew, Stetsasonic, you know, all of them early artists, they was really out there putting themselves out there, you know, to make this music for the love of the music, something that they truly believed in. You know, we got to make sure that those kids understand that this is where that came from. You know, I'm holding on to the history. Like I said, I was raised on that. And there'll never be a time that I feel like I'm greater than that, because if it wasn't for them dudes, you know, like I say, I listen to Big Daddy Kane, Biz Markie, Heavy D and the Boys, all of that. I listen to all of that music, and that kind of put in, you know, a big gumbo pie to who Ronald Porter is. So like I say, just hold on to the history, represent the game the way it's supposed to be represented, you know, stand up and do you. But don't let that industry, you know, dictate to you who you need to be, man. If you John Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, you be John Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, and you spit your shit. But, you know, like I say, don't let them tell you to be nobody else. You know what I'm saying? You go ahead and be who you gotta be, and that's what this music is all about. It's all across all boards. Just stand up and be yourself.
And that's real talk, you know, Ron, and you know, we definitely appreciate you to the fact we ain't streaming no more. Can you tell people where they can check you out? You the only dude, independent artist, that I played three of his songs. I don't never do that. But I played the three of his songs on my show. So, you know what I mean?
I appreciate it. It's all love, Lush. It's all love. I respect and love you for doing that, though. It's necessary, though. Real talk. The independent artist, he the one that really need the help. You know what I'm saying? The Big Eddie artist, the boy that's on that mainstream, he don't need no help, man. He already on all the big stations in the big area. He already in New York and L.A. He already in Atlanta and the Bay Area. But the underdog like me, you know what I'm saying? I'm scratching from the bottom. I'm like a chihuahua. I'm trying to, you know, trying to stake my claim, trying to get to where I'm going. So we really need this, and we really, really, really appreciate this. Unless you don't really know, we really need this. As an underground artist, we need this, because nobody is giving us a chance. We really need that chance for people to be able to recognize that we're here and that we are making good music. It's just that, you know, nobody is putting us out there so people can see us. That's all it is. That's the only thing that's missing is we need to be seen. if people were able to see us, they would love us just like they love, you know, your mainstream artists. We just need to be soft.
That's what's up, man. Tell the people where they could check you out, you know, on the show, you know, check you out, you know what I'm saying, you know, out there on the internet, on that world wide web, so they can, you know, keep up with your movement and your updates, man, for real.
Like I say, right now, check out that raptalk.net. It's the realest interview. The journalist, the interviewer, he says the realest interview that he's done. That's what it is. I'm giving it to you real. I'm not trying to filter it. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it or nothing like that. I'm giving it to you from my heart and my soul. I'm just being the person that I am. This is not, you know, no industry madness. I'm not, you know, putting it on thick or nothing like that. I'm giving you me. So raptalk.net. Look for Ronald Porter. You'll see a picture of me, and you'll read an article that let you know the artist that I am and the man that I am. Also, check out myspace.com/Ronald Porter. myspace.com/Ronald Porter. You can go there and check out the music. It's some of the songs off my EP, The Campaign, which you can purchase at my MySpace page, and also from the upcoming CD, The Underground Network. Keep that in your mind, The Underground Network. It'll be coming out soon, broadcasting it all on the internet. You can go in there and purchase it when it's available. But right now, go get The Campaign, the EP. It's available for purchase as a whole package and also as individual songs. If you go to myspace.com/Ronald Porter and listen to the songs, I guarantee there's something on there for you, because I make music for everybody. I make music for the people. You got to love me. You know what I'm saying? I'm the real deal. This is not no Hollywood. This is not no Showtime. You know what I'm saying? This is not no HBO. This is the real deal.
We off the air now, so I just, you know, want to say thank you for coming through, man. Much support on what you're doing. Make sure y'all support this brother and what he's doing, man. And I definitely holler at you on the flip side, Ron, for real.
Real that's talk. And all the people that's listening, whether you know it or not, man, mess with Lushy Lush, because Lushy Lush is for the people. And when she on there doing her show, she keeps it so real. It's 100% real. Everybody support Lushy Lush, because she is the truth.
That's what it is, man. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people and support independent artists and business owners doing their thing in the game. You know what it is, man. You know, my man, Special Ed birthday is on the 16th. Make sure you say happy birthday to him, Chuck Rock. You already know what. We at 9:30. I'm about to go into the mix, you know, provided by DJ Hustle out there, you know what I'm saying, the West Coast doing this 1-2. So check me out at 9:30 tonight, again, after this show, doing that 1-2. All right, man, that's what it is, man. Definitely support you on what you do, man. God bless you, man. We definitely going to get it in. And you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, play that, you know, DJ Classic, because I love that joint. We about to get out of here. You already know what it is.
DJ Class in this bitch, Mr. West in this bitch. We done told you motherfuckers, now you know who the shit. DJ Class in this bitch, Mr. West in this bitch. We done told you motherfuckers, now you know who the shit.
I got them diamonds on my neck, got Patron in my cup. If you want it, come and get it, shorty. I don't give a fuck. See, it's Friday night, and I just got paid. I done had a hard week, now it's time to celebrate. Shorty, DJ play my shit. Club music shit. Girls wanna freak me back. All up on my dick. I like your song tonight. Trying to leave with something right. I'm a grown ass man. So, shorty, you can spend the night. Cause I'm the shit. I'm in this bitch. Yeah, I'm the shit. Off in this bitch. Yeah, I'm the shit. I'm the shit. Yeah, I'm the shit.
It's the way.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's in the building lit. Everybody know I got the world in my hand and I ain't finna let it go. Is that your girlfriend? I really like her. I'm talking only for a night. I wouldn't wipe her. I got them Yeezys on my feet. I got them Louis. And I dropped another album, so we finished up the tour. And it's still top 10, about 15 weeks later. So that's a middle finger for you 808 haters. I'm the shit. I'm in this bitch. Yeah, I'm the shit. I'm the
Coupe young roulette.